The Icon A5 is now officially spin-resistant. Sierra Nevada deals with LAS litigation delays. And the Florida House encourages the small aircraft economy. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for the weekend of Friday, February 17th, 2012. Icon Aircraft says its A5 amphibious light sport aircraft has successfully completed a demanding regimen of spin resistance test flights, making it the first production aircraft in history to be designed to and completely comply with the FAA's full envelope Part 23 spin resistance standards developed from NASA's work on the topic. The FAA requires that LSAs be either spin recoverable or spin resistant. Icon says it chose to design the A5 to the more difficult to achieve but safer standard of spin resistant, and to choose to complete the test to Part 23 standards for certified aircraft. Icon says it's working aggressively now on production preparations, including design for manufacturing, component and material selection, and production facility preparation. Sierra Nevada Corporation said this week it's exploring ways to mitigate delays in meeting the April 2013 delivery schedule for the first aircraft called for under the U.S. Air Force Light Air Support Contract. SNC was awarded that contract in late December, but due to a lawsuit filed by unsuccessful bidder Hawker Beechcraft, a stop work order is in effect. In a briefing paper issued late last month, the Air Force acknowledged that it expected delivery of the aircraft to be delayed due to the litigation. Tonko Gilbert, retired U.S. Air Force Brigadier General and VP of ISR Business Development at Sierra Nevada, says, quote, "We recognize the importance of this aircraft to successfully ending the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. Given the stakes and given recent reports of a potentially accelerated end to U.S. combat operations there, we're looking at all possible options for speeding up our production and delivery timeline. However, until the stop work order is lifted, we cannot make any movement in this regard. We hope that there will be a swift resolution to the litigation and an end to unnecessary delays of this critical program." Unquote. The Florida House of Representatives has voted to expand the state's sales tax exemption on aviation maintenance parts and labor to include lighter turbine and piston aircraft. House Bill 7087, an economic development package backed by AOPA and the Florida Aviation Trades Association, passed Wednesday with provisions making aircraft with a maximum certified takeoff weight of more than 2,000 pounds eligible for the tax exemption. It had been limited to airplanes weighing more than 15,000 pounds and rotary wing aircraft weighing more than 10,000. Final passage would put Florida among a growing number of states with tax exemptions intended to boost aircraft repair businesses and jobs. A similar bill was introduced last year in the Florida Senate, but the state legislature was unable to get it through both chambers before the session expired. The captain of a Czech Airlines flight from Warsaw to Prague is reported to have collapsed and died in mid-flight Wednesday. Reuters reports the co-pilot landed the aircraft in Prague. The plane was described as an ATR turboprop with 46 passengers on board. The airline released a statement which reads, in part, quote, "The safety of passengers was not threatened. The landing was conducted without complications by the second pilot. Unfortunately, the life of the captain could not be saved." Unquote. Czech Airlines is state-owned. Still ahead, Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson speaks out against UAVs. Texas commercial airports form a new association. And is the light squared mess really over? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for the weekend of Friday, February 17th. I'm Paul Plack. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson is running for President of the United States as a Libertarian now. He's calling congressional approval of legislation making it easier for the government to operate unmanned drones over U.S. soil, quote, an ominous step that raises serious concerns about individual freedom and privacy, unquote. The FAA Reauthorization Act includes a provision directing the FAA to develop rules for the testing and licensing of drones to be flown in U.S. airspace and to expedite the process for authorizing their use by federal, state, and local agencies. The FAA projects as many as 30,000 drones could be in use over the U.S. by the year 2020. Johnson says, quote, the threats to privacy in America from our own government seem to never end. Does Congress really think they can just stick an oh-by-the-way provision in an obscure piece of legislation directing the FAA to clear the way for 30,000 drones to fly over our neighborhoods and have no one notice? The ACLU, the Electronic Freedom Foundation, and numerous other groups are expressing serious concerns about Congress's action, as they should. I share those concerns. The idea that the air above our heads and homes should be turned into a wide-open playground for government snooping is an insult to freedom and to what remains of privacy in this country, unquote. Passenger airports in Texas joined forces Wednesday in San Antonio to announce the formation of the Texas Commercial Airports Association, or TCAA, to collaborate on airport issues which will support new economic development and benefit travelers in the state. Don Green, director of the Abilene Regional Airport, explains, quote, we believe the formation of this association brings more opportunities for us to network and communicate from an airport business perspective. We hope to share information on common concerns for the benefit of each of our airports, as well as our industry and the passengers we support, unquote. TCAA is modeled after similar associations in California and Florida. In addition to the state's two major airport hubs, Dallas-Fort Worth International and George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, membership is open to all commercial airports with scheduled airline service in the state of Texas. And finally today, following Wednesday's decision by the FCC not to allow LightSquared to proceed to develop its 4G broadband data network on frequencies adjacent to those used by GPS receivers, LightSquared has issued a statement blasting the agency, saying it caved in to special interests by protecting GPS. Quote, for more than a decade, LightSquared and its predecessor companies have worked to bring a private sector solution to a public problem, expanding wireless broadband connectivity to every corner of this country, and in doing so, encouraging economic development, increasing competition, and lowering prices for American consumers. Recognizing that America was not keeping pace with the rest of the world with respect to wireless innovation, the United States government encouraged, and in our case, mandated, investment from the private sector to help solve this problem. Today, we ask the FCC to restore American values of rule of law and regulatory certainty to help America maintain its place as a global leader in both public safety and economic development, unquote. Apparently, LightSquared doesn't see itself as a special interest. LightSquared says it spent nearly $4 billion on development of its network, which proposed powerful ground stations on frequencies reserved by international treaty for weak satellite downlink signals. There are already predictions this will lead to bankruptcy for LightSquared. Perhaps we'll be excused for not shedding a tear. But we haven't heard the end of this. The FCC was complicit in what almost became a major problem for GPS users nationwide. The Senate is blocking confirmation of two Obama appointees to the commission until it comes clean with internal documents related to the fast-tracking of the LightSquared waiver. Hearings are planned in the House as well. There's a campaign contribution money trail, which looks suspicious. And it's a presidential election year. If all this results in a brighter light being shined on FCC shenanigans, maybe the scare we've had from LightSquared will have been justified. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.